You ready?
Wait. So we're just gonna wing it?
Piper, there's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
Spark Studios, Session 1, Mark Haugen DJ. Celebrating Episode 3, 10th anniversary of the release of Barton Hollow by the Civil Wars. Can't no preacher man save my soul. There's no greater guest that I can have with me in this moment, acoustic riffomaniac, Christopher Hansen. Chris, what's up, man?
Riffermaniac. I'm going to have to remember that. How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm doing good, sexy. Man, it's great to see your face and hear your voice. We're in 2021. Looking back at this last decade is something important to celebrate the music, the memories that were happening when that music was released, and then the monsoon of life that was going on and how it all worked together to spark you into where you are now. So, Chris, take it away, man.
That. I just love that about you, man, where you're like, you look at music as a soundtrack for your life and you're thinking about it autobiographically. Do you remember that? Did you ever see that movie High Fidelity with John Cusack?
Yeah, dude. He
as a therapeutic thing, he's like reorganizing his LPs. And one time he's like, all right, I'm reorganizing my records. And somebody else was there and they were like, oh, it's not alphabetical. Is it chronological? And he's like, nope. Autobiographical. If I want this album by Fleetwood Mac, I got to remember that I bought it. You know, so he's connecting his memories to the albums. And dude, that is totally you.
Well, okay.
And that's what this podcast series is all about. And I love it.
Right. So that's, and again, I've mentioned it first episode. Now we're in episode 3. It comes from my favorite band in the whole world, which I haven't mentioned because their record probably won't show up till 2017, which is a memory you and I had physically on the ground at Soldier Field, June 4, 2017. Never forget it for the rest of my life. Joshua Tree live, top to bottom. I'm getting spine tingling feels right now thinking about it. But
well, yeah, I remember the first time where I was the first time I heard the Joshua Tree, and that's one of those autobiographical things too, because you remember where you were. You've got a memory associated with it. But then, yeah, we made our own memories with the 30-year anniversary tour of that album. It was great.
So this is the 10-year anniversary of Barton Hollow. Chris, yes. Hansen, where were you? And maybe you didn't hear it on the first day. Maybe you didn't even know who they were at that point. But just tell me when you heard Barton Hollow first.
I don't have a specific memory of it when it dropped. But that year, it came into my awareness somehow, probably online, it was YouTube or something. And I saw the video for Barton Hollow.
Yeah.
And
you're a guitarist and you play music.
Yes.
And you're
and I was in kind of a soul searching time of my life where I was contemplating making a career of it. And I'm building a studio in my attic and I want to find my true north musically and kind of grasping for that and processing like what kind of music am I really, I'm thinking about genre, right?
Right.
But so I hear Barton Hollow and I see the video and it just floored me because what genre is it, right? Is it folk? Is it singer songwriter? Is it blues? It doesn't freaking matter because it's obvious that it just came out of the chemistry of the music that they're making. And it is whatever it is. You can call it whatever you want, but it's just this authentic expression. It just gave me this feeling of, oh, yes, this is real. It was inspiring to me as an artist that way.
How do you listen to it? Because you have the record in your hand right now.
Usually, I'm not a lyrics guy. I'm just, my first impression of music is it's kind of sound and the emotion and the atmospheric thing, or just what's the feeling that I get when I hear this. And so that's the first thing that hit me with that song with Barton Hollow. And it got me intrigued and I loved the imagery too of the video. And I can get more into that later. But as I went and I started listening to more of their stuff and then I got their album and I'm listening, by the way, that's not the first album song on the album. That's the first song on the second side.
Correct. And so did you buy it?
I bought it. Yeah. I bought it. It was probably summer
of 11.
Fall, you start getting toward fall or something as I'm wrapping up finishing my my studio, and I listened to it, and it's not a high energy album.
No,
it's just you're like wading into the water. And like I said, my first impressions are the sound, but it's like it's obvious really early on that there are kind of allusions or themes to something intriguing. It's like you're almost eavesdropping in on some scandalous secret, like not everything is right in paradise. So right. You're like, whoa, wait, what's going on? Like, oh, there's this tension.
Oh,
that's building between them and with the lyric. And now they got their hooks in me. And that's when I started to fall in love with their whole thing, because even like, if your podcast isn't going to see this, but I on the front cover of their album, or even in the back, it looks like they escaped the church or the wedding or something.
Right.
You know, White's got his tie is off and his shirt's probably untucked. And there's just like this.
She ran away with him or she.
Yeah. Or something. You don't know.
She didn't go down the aisle.
But there's something gritty or dirty about it and beautiful at the same time. So there's just that tension that builds and you want to know more. That was their whole thing.
Right.
They're called the Civil Wars. Like, there's trouble in paradise. There's this picture of utopia that we have. There's isn't happening, but like there's tension. It just builds and builds and builds. And I just love that idea because it's not a Disney movie. It's like more like Castaway.
Right.
You don't know. I don't know. There's delayed gratification. We still don't know.
We're going to get to that in the second segment, which is this whole thing with the Civil Wars. It's conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
If you know where she came from, it's like, who is this person? Like, she becomes this sultry vixen on stage and in this deal. You can't not tune in and be like, whoa, what the heck is this? Because they got the magic. When he strums and she harmonizes, it's like game over.
There's chemistry there. Yep. And it's just like any sitcom or whatever where there's like sexual tension between two of the characters, that's why you watch. And as soon as those characters get together, that show has jumped the shark. They never went there. They just let the tension stay. So you're riveted. Just a sec.
Perfect.
Somebody has the audacity to walk by our house. Can you imagine? On a sidewalk. Right by our house. And
all right.
The dog is like, don't do that. Don't walk by our house.
As an aside, Chris is my best friend. All right. We're best friends and have been for a long time. It's just great. He's in Morris. I'm in the Twin Cities via Zoom. We can nail this sucker with his great analog audio technical mind. We can link up now in 2021, which we probably couldn't have done in 2011, to be honest with you. On that very street, Oregon Avenue, where you live, just a block down, is where Mark Haugen DJ was born. Yep. And I got to give you props, bro, because literally those early dance parties in 96, winter 97, to get through the hella blizzard year that was.
That was one of the worst winters on record. Yeah, 96, bro, 97.
But that was it, man. Those Friday night, first Friday of the month dance parties at 101 East 3rd Street, which no longer, that place is gone. They probably rebuilt something else.
There's a different house there now.
So, yeah. But that original house, who knows what they paid for rent to stay there, but we just brought the speakers in, 5-CD changer. But dude, we pop on the 80s, the Jock Jams, the Saturday Night Fever.
Jock Jams.
And people people went nuts. But Chris was such a fan of dancing and getting people into it, and that thing just grew. And then 99, we had the house party up there on 310, and everybody got married after that. And so that's where Mark Haugen DJ was born, where you live, just a block from where you live now. It's crazy.
Well, that's where Chris Hansen, singer-songwriter, storyteller, was born as well. That was amazing. Yeah, we'll have to revisit that later, because like that was a formative time for both of us.
You're not kidding. And yeah, obviously you picking up the guitar, and we were roommates for 4 years, and we could go on and on. This is a great time for a segue. Here's what I want to do. What's your favorite song on side one? And we'll go to break with that.
Well, it's hard to have to pick a favorite. Poison and Wine probably is it for me, because I don't love you, but I always will, you know?
Nails it. Nails it.
It nails it. It's that's where you're really getting what they're about. Okay. There's something forbidden. There's intrigue as they're wading deeper into the water and tension that's building and the longing and ache.